USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is set to ban new leases on oil and gas drilling on federal lands and waters for 1 year. The American Petroleum Institute projects 1 million job losses could occur by 2022. Currently, the gas and oil industry provides 10.3 million jobs in the United States, with workers making an average salary of $101,000 a year. The Biden administration says job losses that occur in the oil and gas industry will be made up by those created in renewable energy. John Kerry, who serves as the presidential envoy for climate, told petroleum workers that they can be the people to go make solar panels. At roughly $35,500 a year, that would be a $66,000 a year pay cut. Actress Cloris Leachman has died in her Encinitas, California home Tuesday of natural causes. She was 94. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A suspect accused of shooting and injuring a Harris County Sheriff's deputy has been captured. 37-year-old Moises Martinez, who was identified as the primary suspect on Tuesday, was detained following a four-hour manhunt in North Harris County. Martinez reportedly had two felony warrants out for him. According to court records, one of Martinez's warrants dates back to October of 2020 when he was taken into custody after a five-hour standoff. Records state the standoff started when Martinez's mom accused him of robbing her. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was ridiculed for blaming COVID-19 deaths on incompetent government without mentioning his own administration's controversial nursing home policy that's been accused of leading up to more than 8,700 senior deaths. During a Tuesday appearance on MSNBC, Cuomo put all the blame on President Trump's mishandling of the pandemic. If you have friends who reference Mercury retrograde, it is a thing, and you can learn more about it on the Farmer's Almanac website. Mercury retrograde starts back up on January 30th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the nation and school children from around the country watch from classroom TVs.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it has cleared the tower.
Control program confirmed. Challenger now heading downrange. Engines at 65%, 3 engines running normally, 3 good fuel cells, 3 good APUs. Velocity 2,257 feet per second. Altitude 4.3 nautical miles. Downrange distance 3 nautical miles. Engines throttling up. 3 engines now 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
1 minute 15 seconds. Velocity 2,900 feet per second. Altitude 9 nautical miles. Downrange distance 7 nautical miles. Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster was a fatal incident in the United States space program that occurred on this day in 1986 when the Space Shuttle Challenger broke apart 73 seconds into its 10th mission, killing all 7 crew members on board. Afterward, the space program was grounded for 3 years. The Rogers Commission report found that the Challenger accident was caused by a failure in the O-rings, brought on by cold temperatures at the time of launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.